We know that it's important for our students and the future of this district to continue to advocate for the needs. And we have some structural and facility needs that that you know only become more costly and difficult to fix the longer we kick the can down the road. And schools are, you know, a mirror of their community, but they're the lifeblood of a community. And you can look at a lot of other small UP towns where their school systems have languished or died, and the towns die. And we want to keep the school and community strong. And we know that times are tough, inflation is high, and, you know, the price of gas and the price of milk are up, you know, and we recognize that here. I mean, we spend over $50,000 a year in diesel fuel. So we know the impact of fuel costs and milk costs and bread costs, and we know that that hits our taxpayers hard. But we also know that our community loves and cherishes Mather, and that's a 103-year-old building that, you know, the community has steadfastly been behind and wanted to make sure that it was an educational facility into the future. And the community hopefully will recognize that the importance of taking care of Mather the next time they go to the polls. And the middle school, high school here is 44 years old. Our public library is, and several of the buildings in the school here are affected by some water and drainage leaks and issues that are only going to continue to get worse with time. And again, we can't kick that can down the road without it becoming more problematic and more costly. We are one of the few districts in the entire region that does not have a sinking fund. And our tax rates are very low compared to districts around us. And so we're asking our you know, our community members to dig deep and to think about what they want for this community, for their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. And So, you know, we have some important decisions to make. I will be meeting with the board coming up, you know, next week, and we're going to consider what our next move is. But we know that we have to take some action. We have to secure the future for our kids and our district. And we know that the funding mechanisms in the state for schools are not adequate. The legislature knows that. That's why they passed legislation to allow for sinking funds and bonds so that schools can address these needs. So I know what our mission and what our purpose is, and we'll stay true to that and continue to advocate for the needs of our students and our community. And we know that strong schools improve property values, and ultimately, you know, tax increases ultimately are reflected in increased property values upon resale. So we hope that voters remember that when they head to the polls as well.